a lamb. Who was it? Somebody not long ago said they had a friend who had a lamb.
Really?
That they just,
wow.
But cat and dog is what I think of more as pets.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a dog of mixed breed?
A dog of mixed breed. I don't know.
Would you call it a mongrel or?
Well, yes, I have heard of a mongrel, but I didn't realize. I guess that would be a mixed breed. Yeah, mongrel, when you say, I just think of it as being rather a not a highly bred dog. That's right.
Okay.
Mongrel dog, yeah. But I didn't realize that's what I.
An orphan calf, lamb, or horse is a.
An orphan calf, lamb, or horse. I don't know.
You ever heard of a doggy?
I think I have heard that word, uh-huh, but I didn't know to which it, what it referred. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've heard the word.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with it.
This is kind of a funny one. Animal excrement. Cows leave behind what in a pasture? Cows leave behind.
Oh, shoot. I know because somebody made some reference to manure.
Sure. And how about buffaloes?
Cow manure and buffalo. I don't know.
How about horses? Do you ever have a name for that, what they leave behind?
I've heard the word, I've heard people refer to it, but I can't offhand.
Okay, that's fine.
I can't think of it all. I've heard people refer to that, but I don't.
Okay. Now, wild horses, I don't think you gave me a term for wild horses. You said wild horses, but.
Well, they're just untamed, I assume.
Okay.
Wild horses would be very wild, just not tamed or
what are those little rodents that sit on top of their mounds and they bark if they see trouble?
Prairie dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, is a gopher the same thing as a prairie dog, or is it a different
animal?
I
think it is, and still there is a difference. There is some difference in a gopher and a prairie dog, but I don't know the difference, but I've heard both prairie dog and gopher referred to as if they were talking the same thing,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know the difference.
Okay, and there's a little rodent that, well, let's see, let's start with this. There's a big rodent that eats nuts and has a fluffy tail.
Squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Now there's a little rodent that's smaller than a squirrel. It's a little bit like a squirrel, but
uh-huh.
It has little stripes on its back. It's a tiny little thing like this.
Oh, shoot.
Like the cartoon characters Chippendale.
Yeah, and my daughter-in-law has them, I think, up in Seattle. They go up
uh-huh.
on her patio. Not squirrels, not. I know exactly what I want to say, but I can't say it.
How about those little things that we have around here that dig little holes in the ground and?
Groundhogs. I know.
The little tiny ones?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name. And Joni has them up there in Seattle on her patio. They go up the trees and come back a little, I want to say raccoons, not raccoons.
They're a lot smaller than raccoons.
Yeah, I know exactly what.
I couldn't believe the first time I saw a raccoon. It was huge.
I know it, yeah.
It was as big as a big dog.
You're right. Oh, shoot. And Joni, when I was up there a few months ago, and she kept talking about I know what I'm picturing them, but I can't think of the word.
Okay. Have you ever seen a woodchuck?